Sometimes on Mondays or Tuesdays or maybe any day of the week, there are a lot of dirty clothes. And if you have to gather up those clothes, what do you say you're fixing to do?
Do the wash. Do the laundry.
Okay. Now, to lead from your little bitty kind of middle room down into your utility room, they're not on the same level, so you have to go down something. What do you call those things?
I call them steps.
Let's go back to the door over there. If it were open and I didn't want it open, what would I do?
You would close it when you need it.
Okay. Your house on the outside, it's not brick. It's got boards on it that kind of overlap. Do you have a name for those kind of boards?
It's weatherboarding, I think.
And on the top part of the house on the outside, what do you call that?
The roof.
On your house, what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that will carry water off?
That's the gutters.
Okay, if you have a little building on the outside of your house where you were to keep stove wood or something like that, what would you call that?
If it's where you keep stove wood, it would be the woodshed.
Okay, and if you had an outside bathroom, what would you call that?
You want me to tell you what we used to call them?
Whatever you would refer to them as.
Well, we used to call them, when they were on the outside, we didn't have one in the house, we used to call them outdoor toilets.
Okay, any other names?
No, that's the only one.
That's the only mm-hmm. one. Okay. There is a building I noticed out by your house that's white and trimmed and kind of red. And the only thing I know it for is you keep animals in it. What do you call that building?
We call that the barn.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you call the building that you used to store corn in?
The crib. Corn crib.
Okay. If you kept grain, just, you know, any kind of grain, and you stored the grain, would you have a particular name for the building where you store the grain?
Well, we always use a storage room in the barn.
And you didn't call it by any particular name?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The upstairs section of the barn where you kind of store things is called what?
The loft.
Okay, now if you were cutting hay or something and you piled it up outside and, you know, just to keep it for a while, what would you call that little mound that you had made of the pile of hay?
Shops.
Shops?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Suppose that it's gathered up, you know, to store it outside, if you want to
store
it. Well,
that's called a haystack.
Okay. Just while you have it down there waiting to pick it up, it's a what?
A shop.
A shop.
Uh-huh, in shops. And then if you're going to leave it out there permanent for the whole winter,
uh-huh.
You put it up off of the ground and just make a great tall stack, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the cows will walk around, you know, and eat it whenever they want it.
Oh.
Eat it off of that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Have you ever seen hay put where you got, it's kind of up on poles, and you got a roof that slants over it or slides over it?
That's what that is.
That's the...
The stack. The
haystack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the place where it's kind of shelter for your cows?
It's a shed.
The shed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you kept horses, what would you call the place where you kept the horses?
Call the place?
Yeah. The place where you keep your horses.
Oh, well, they stay in the pasture most of the time.
If it were undercover, though?
They'd be under a shelter.
Under shelter?
Mm-hmm.